quick overview is that we have a 75-minute panel on open source collaboration within the government, and primarily what we're discussing is the creation of a group called that we affectionately call Drupal for Gov. And what we are is a group of government developers that play in open source software. Primarily, we're like Linux developers and Drupal, Plone, lots of different kind of content management type system software type things. So so that's how it all started. I put in a request to do this wonderful session at FOSSI because it's a huge government event. So you really want to be able to reach out to a lot more developers than you have access to on a regular basis. And we decided to have a really interactive sort of hacker sort of session is the best way I can explain it. So the first thing to mention about our session is that we're going to be using a different kind of software to do the presentation. The software is called Prezi, which is a non-linear presentation model. And we're actually collaborating online in real time to build our presentation. So there's nothing behind the scenes. Everybody can actually see, if they just go into the Prezi site, how we're building the presentation. And what we're primarily going to be dealing with is how each of our individual offices and agencies have dealt with open source collaboration and open source development, and sort of our lessons learned and kind of a storytelling session of open source.
I may come just for the visual presentation part because it's the first time I think I've ever heard of an event that involves any kind of federal attendees that doesn't use PowerPoint.
I know. Yeah, that's probably different for us. But we really wanted to make something that was innovative and interactive, and Prezi tends to give us that ability. What's nice about using it outside of like a PowerPoint is that because it's nonlinear, if you have a question in the middle of a session, instead of having to go back and forth through all the different slides, oh, that was on slide number 3 and we're on slide 27, I don't have to do that. I just click out, and then I can click back in, and we're right back to where we were.
So people have a pretty good idea, I think, of what open source is, what Linux is. Explain a little bit more about what Drupal is, and specifically Drupal for Gov, and how it's being used in VA and other agencies throughout the government.
Well, we'll start with, first of all, with VA. We use Drupal to do a collaboration suite called Open Atrium, and we recently actually approved this for the enterprise. This is kind of a big thing for us because you have to go through a lot of hoops, and not just at our agency, but in general at all agencies, to be able to use that on an enterprise-wide basis. So we've just approved Drupal for the enterprise. Yay! And what I mean by just, I mean it was 10 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty new for us. We have an open source kind of group that's been using Joomla as well. And outside of VA, there are several other agencies that are using Drupal. You know, the obvious one, the White House and Department of Ed. The most recent one to go with Drupal was the NLRB and FCC. And, in fact, the FCC will be on our panel. The NLRB is planning to be on a panel at the Drupal Camp this next weekend as well.
We'll talk a little more about Drupal Camp in just a second. But first, can you go through a little bit of what the obvious, the advantages of open source in government are? I mean, cost savings is the obvious one that comes to mind for me. But what else is out there? Extol the virtues of open source for me beyond that.
Extolling the virtues of open source. So what's really great about open source is that some of the agencies have learned that they've gained a leg up on getting sites launched. And my best example to this is that I was the lead developer on go.usa.gov, and it's a URL shortener. It sounds like a simple thing. It's a pretty simple platform. It was Drupal-based. We used modules that were already contributed, and we had it stood up and running in a beta test within a few days. Now, how many times do you get to say that in government, that I built a system and it was up and running and a beta test in a few days?
I believe that's the first I've heard.
Exactly. Now, we did beta test it for quite a while, and in fact, when I was back from, I was detailed to GSA to do that. When I came back from the detail, they continued to beta test it for a little while for stability and to make sure it scaled well, and it performed pretty well. So they've actually kept it. I believe they've just recently had an agreement with Bitly as well, but what was nice about being able to do that is I was detailed to that agency for 90 days, built an entire system, and came back to my agency.
And it seems like everybody's using that site now. Yeah. I think every single agency uses that to, everyone I've seen uses that to actually shorten their links. It's kind of replaced Bitly and a lot of the other things in the federal government, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool that way, isn't it? It's nice to be able to look at something and go, ooh, I did that.
That is very cool. Congratulations. So let's talk about Drupal Camp then. What are you going to be doing with that?
Drupal Camp is one of those things that we do within the Drupal community. Drupal is completely run by volunteers, and it's completely volunteer-based. So we get together, and we have these little mini training sessions. So it's kind of like a bar camp, and anybody who does technology knows what that is, but I'm going to explain real quick. What a camp does is it kind of provides training from people who are attending to other people who are attending. So what we do is we have like 2 days worth of real heavy training. We're broken into three different groups because we have that many attendees. We have an intermediate course, an advanced course, and a beginner's course. And when I say we have an advanced course, we have stuff in there from like using jQuery, how to use commands in Drush. You name it, we pretty much have it. What's really great about this particular Drupal camp is that it's completely free. We were able to do this with very little budget. GW is hosting us, and we sold out in less than a month of having the site up and running. We have more people signed up now than we actually have spaces for.
All right. So any possible way for any individuals to get in at this point? Are you planning other events to handle the overflow? What's the plan?
Well, we have two plans. One is we're hoping to be able to do another Drupal camp possibly in the winter. But up until that point, what we also have is we have some pre-training with for your listeners specifically. If they mention Drupal for Gov, they can get a discount for the planning your Drupal site or for the open public training. And those are pre- and post-training sessions. And for those who just really want to attend the 2 days worth of Drupal camp, which is Friday and Saturday right after FOSSI, is if they tweet us at Capital Camp DC, the first two tweeters will get passes into the camp. Since we have been sold out for over a month now, the only other way to do it is to volunteer. And if they want to volunteer, they're perfectly willing to tweet that they want to volunteer. We'd be happy to have them as well.
Excellent. So if you volunteer, what are you signing up for?
Mostly the registration table to make sure that the people who are attending are actually on the list.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because we have seating for 350 and 400 signed up, we have kind of a concern.
Understood. Okay. Kirsten, I think that's all I got. What am I missing? Anything in particular you want to throw out there?
I can't think of anything in particular. I'm really happy to be with the people I am on the panel with, Jason Hoekstra from the Department of Education and Chris Musilak from GSA. And, of course, the FCC will be there in not only in spirit but in body with Gray Brooks, who just did the FCC launch of their Drupal site. And then, of course, we have Noel Hidalgo, which was really great to get because he just left the New York Senate and they like a week ago, and he's just started with the World Economic Forum. So they're doing internationally Drupal-y things.
Interesting. Okay, great.
Yeah.